Here's what nobody tells you about the highest achieving students. They study less than everyone else. When Cal Newport entered Dartmouth, he watched classmates pull all-nighters while he finished his work by dinner. Over 4 years, he earned 35 perfect A's out of 36 courses, not by grinding harder, but by cracking a code that most students never discover. At his Phi Beta Kappa induction, he realized something remarkable. The 30 highest GPA students weren't just academically gifted. They were athletes, club presidents, social butterflies who had independently stumbled upon the same counterintuitive secret. The formula isn't about dedication or intelligence. It's about understanding a simple equation that changes everything. Walk into any college library at midnight, and you'll see the theater of pseudo-work. Students surrounded by highlighters, energy drinks, and open laptops, looking busy while accomplishing remarkably little. The problem isn't effort, it's intensity. Work accomplished equals time spent multiplied by focus intensity. A 10-hour study session at low intensity produces identical results to 3 focused 1-hour bursts at maximum intensity. The difference? 7 hours of your life back. This explains why straight-A students seem to have endless free time. They're strategic, not superhuman. Students camped in the library all night demonstrate inefficiency, not dedication. Friends stop by, phones buzz, snacks beckon. Mental fatigue sets in after the first hour, delivering diminishing returns. The solution isn't blocking out more hours, it's transforming how you use existing ones. Master 3 foundational skills: basic time management to distribute intense work sessions, self-motivation to overcome procrastination, and strategic planning about when and where to study, and you'll discover something liberating. Better grades create more free time, not less. Straight-A students use time management not to maximize work, but to minimize anxiety. When deadlines float unorganized in your mind, you can never fully relax. The system requires just 5 minutes daily and 2 tools: a calendar with space for multiple entries and a portable list. The process works in 3 steps. Throughout your day, jot down tasks as they arise. Each morning, transfer items to your calendar and spend a few minutes time labeling, assigning specific periods for completion. Be ruthlessly realistic about duration. Group small tasks together and always end your day at a reasonable hour. If everything doesn't fit, move items to future dates. This system creates mental space to actually live your life. When a friend suggests coffee, you can go because you've already completed significant work. You can enjoy a party without gnawing background stress. Without this system, you'd forget small tasks, miss working on larger projects, and accomplish far less while feeling perpetually behind. The goal isn't rigid control, but freedom to enjoy college. Straight-A students don't fight procrastination. They sidestep it. Start with a work progress journal. Each morning, list your most important tasks. At day's end, note what you completed and why you skipped anything. Documenting excuses exposes their absurdity, especially when the same task appears delayed repeatedly. Feed your brain strategically. Drink water constantly. Limit caffeine to 1 large beverage per hour. Choose sustained energy snacks: vegetables, fruit, whole grains, lean proteins. Refined carbohydrates cause crashes that make procrastination irresistible. For dreaded tasks, create special events. Find a distant coffee shop beyond campus. The novelty and distance from distractions jumpstart motivation. Build routines by identifying consistent free hours each weekday, preferably morning or early afternoon. Use these protected periods for the same work weekly, transforming them into habits requiring no willpower. Finally, designate 1 or 2 hard days each week, spacing them apart. This psychological preparation transforms the experience. Instead of feeling drained by unexpected marathons, you'll feel invigorated conquering anticipated challenges. Study between waking and dinner, not evenings. Though many students prefer nights, that's when your body winds down and social temptations peak. Instead, carry materials everywhere and fill daytime gaps between classes. Head straight to study spots near your next class, mentally preparing to begin immediately. Avoid your dorm during the day to separate work from relaxation. Where you study matters tremendously. Identify multiple isolated spots and rotate through them. Less visited libraries, Carl's High in the Stacks, small libraries in student buildings, hole-in-the-wall coffee shops. Multiple locations prevent burnout and ensure you always have a nearby spot. Isolation shields you from what one student calls the procrastination devil, that voice selling you on any visible alternative. Quarantining yourself in a study bunker psychologically elevates your work's importance. Study no more than 1 hour without breaks. Take 5 to 10 minutes every hour to intellectually disengage. Read an article, send emails, work on a personal project. Research suggests 40 to 50 minute increments optimize retention. Nearly every straight A student has independently discovered this pattern. Even when feeling on a roll, keep taking breaks. They maximize energy and retention over the long haul. Always attend class. Studying alone takes twice as long to catch up. Use a laptop for speed and legibility. Format notes ruthlessly with bold fonts, lists, underlining, indentations, and boxes to emphasize key points. Forget consistency. Develop your own shorthand. For humanities and social sciences, structure notes using question, evidence, conclusion format. Don't transcribe lectures verbatim. Instead, identify questions explored, record relevant evidence, and formulate conclusions. For technical courses, focus on sample problems as your most important study resource. Skip technical readings before class, bring your textbook, and follow along as the professor presents examples. When preparing for exams, create study guides organizing notes into topic-based chapters for non-technical courses or mega problem sets for technical courses. The most effective learning tool is active recall. Review a concept, then explain it in your own words without aids. Create practice quizzes for non-technical courses. Master conceptual explanations before tackling sample problems for technical courses. During exams, review all questions first. Build a time budget by subtracting 10 minutes for safety, then dividing by question count. Start with the easiest questions to secure maximum points. Never write essays without planning, and always review answers if time remains. These strategies aren't just about grades. They're about reclaiming your college experience. By mastering these systems, you declare that education should expand your mind while leaving room for everything else that makes life worth living. Exceptional grades open doors to competitive opportunities, letting you choose your path rather than having it dictated by circumstances. Two insights are transformative. Brute force study habits are inefficient, and better techniques require less time while producing superior results. These aren't theoretical methods. They're actual systems used by straight-A students at elite universities, tested in competitive academic environments, and proven effective across every discipline. By implementing these strategies, you'll improve your performance and reclaim hours lost to inefficient habits. The result is a college experience that's both more successful and more enjoyable. This is your invitation to stop performing busyness and start achieving results, to stop sacrificing your social life for grades and start excelling at both, to discover that the highest achievement and the fullest life aren't opposites, they're partners in the same dance.